Welcome to another episode of Marketing 101 for Chiropractors,
where we keep you ahead of the curve, attracting more new patients and growing your business. Now, here's your host, Dr. D himself.
Hey everyone, welcome to another podcast of Marketing 101 for Chiropractors and Doctors. This week we got a great team here from Encore Empire. We got Carmen and Deidre. They're going to be talking about emotional intelligence. This was why I had them on the podcast this week, is because they think outside the box, and outside the box is usually where all the answers lie to business, because the basic things are usually the things we do each day that we don't think about, but it's always the outside the box thinking that takes you to new growths and new levels. So thanks for being with us, guys.
Thanks for having us. We're excited to be here.
Yeah, of course. I appreciate your time. Tell us a little bit about you, what you do, and how this all came to fruition with your Encore Empire business.
Sure. So I'm a certified online business manager and a whole person certified coach. And I met Deidre back in 2020. We met at an online event, realized how much we had in common, the synergies and all of that. And we basically, over the course of that year, launched our business. And it's been fabulous. We focus on women over 40. That's our niche. And we're delighted to be here to share some of our marketing and business strategist knowledge with your audience.
That's awesome. Great. What do you guys do? When you work with a client, what does it look like? Who's your ideal client? The over 40 women that do what?
So we focus on service providers. So this can be anyone in the medical field, of course, and consultants, coaches, and anyone who needs to have an online presence and needs to have a marketing strategy. Those tend to be the biggest areas that are a little more difficult for service providers. There's a lack of time when you're providing services, right? It's really hard to get that marketing fit in there. And you can waste a lot of time, and it can be very ineffective if you don't have the right strategy for your particular business, for the time that you have to put into it, for team members who are going to help you. So there's a lot of factors that go into it. And so that's one of the things we specialize in, is helping to really get that strategy customized, because there's a lot of very general strategies out there, but a lot of times they just fall flat.
Yes. Wow. Nailed a lot of nails there on the head. Love it. Yeah, these are the things we all struggle with. I run my practice with associates, and I've had satellites before, did it in Canada, do it in the US. So I see it. And now as we try to scale practices or scale and consult others, you're hitting a lot of the major problems that a lot of service providers ask for help with coaching, like for all that. I think that's why they get to a coach, and they don't even realize that that was the reason why they ended up needing a coach, until it's brought to them, to their attention. That's great. So when it comes to emotional intelligence, how do you guys define this, and how do you connect on an emotional level in any industry? But let's keep it for service providers.
Yeah. So let's talk about connecting with your audience on an emotional level. That's really what we want to share today, because that is critical for all of your marketing and your messaging. So in what we want to do is understand our audience's pain points, their aspirations, all of that stuff. And we want to use their exact language in our marketing messaging. So instead of thinking you know what your audience needs, you know, as a chiropractor, you know what common things you see or whatever, but what if hopefully you have some kind of intake forms and those kind of things that have those actual words on them. And what we want to focus on is taking those words and turning them into your marketing messaging. That's what we're talking about today.
And I'm going to tell a little story, Enrico. I spent, as a CPA, I spent over 20 years in public accounting. So I was involved in smaller firms. So therefore I got to wear a lot of different hats. And part of that was in the marketing area. And I would also be consulting with new clients. And I found a few problems there. First of all, I had to learn to stop speaking accountant speak, because that, you know, everyone's eyes would glaze over the minute I start talking about certain kinds of things. So that was one thing, is I really had to learn their language in order just for them to not shut down. The other part of this was really getting down to, instead of talking about all of the facts of the tax return or the business finances and the financial reports, I needed to learn to speak to them about what they cared about. Like, they didn't really care about the compliance part of this. They knew they had to do it, but it was really about getting down to, you know, what do they want to get out of this? You know, what is going to be valuable to them? And I think that for all service providers, especially professionals, we all tend to use our professional voice and our professional words. And we know what they need for sure, but we can't always speak to that, because Carmen and I like to say, you have to tell them what they want and give them what they need. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you nailed it. That's great. And speaking above people's heads is just a natural progression with any professional. I find that that's just natural. We just know more. That's why they pay us to do what we do. But having the whereabout and the knowledge to bring it down to their level and really connecting with that person. I don't like the third grade level analogy where everyone's like, bring it down to a third grade reading level, because some of your clients may be above that. And they may think you're talking under them, which can cause other trust issues. So being really emotionally smart in the instant is a huge talent. And I don't think it's something that you're born with. I think it's something that's developed through living your life. So you guys are great. That's great. And listen, folks, did you hear what they said at the beginning? Our ideal client is women over 40. I'm trying to knock this through so many doctors' skulls to know who their ideal client is. And they'll say, well, anybody with a tooth, I'm a dentist. I'm like, well, no, that's not exactly how it works. It's really knowing who you love working with. And if you can get your practice filled with more of those type of people, you're going to enjoy your job a lot more in the long run. So that's great. Perfect.
Yes.
How about you, Carmen? What have you found with emotional connection to be the most important thing?
Well, it's a game changer in marketing. You know, I think a lot of times marketing, we know that we have to do it. But it's like, oh, now what? And we see all the shiny objects, you know, their shiny object syndrome. What's the new tactic of the day? What are they doing now? Do I have to dance crazy on TikTok to get people to come to my practice or to my company? And the answer is no. It really comes down to one of the things you just said, Enrico, was that you have to know who you really like to work. What do you like about your job? What's your favorite client to work on? Like, that's right. How you identify it. And the same thing goes for your marketing. What do you like to do? Now, of course, we have to push ourselves out of our comfort zone a little bit. But when it comes to doing things that matter, we want to do the things that also kind of light us up. We don't sit there and go, oh my God, I hate to do this, because then we bring that energy with us, right? So it's knowing who it is. And it's knowing their language and it's using their language. And you will see, if you start looking at the intake forms that you potentially have and you see these things, maybe if you can get it digitized, that'd be awesome. And you can see what percentage of people are complaining about the same thing. And then you kind of look at it and you look at it as, okay, and you use their language, right? Like, I want to be able to play with my grandchildren better, but my flexibility is off. So they're coming to the chiropractor for, maybe they come for different reasons, but whatever the thing is. So that's what you say, you know, are you wanting to be able to be more flexible and agile to keep up with your grandkids, you know, blah, 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 blah. So it's kind of like we take their exact words and we twist it into our marketing message. And what that does is it has the effect on people of, oh my gosh, it's like they're in my head. They know exactly what I'm thinking. Because when you see that kind of either challenge or aspiration come through several different times through different patients or clients, you can be pretty sure that's representative of a big portion of your audience. So when we do that, then people start resonating with our messages, right? Instead of just a little jingle and, you know, people might say, do a jingle, do this, do that. Sure, those can get attention, but what are the words of the jingle? Are they saying something that actually matters to the people? That's what we're trying to get at.
Right. What's one great thing you can do to connect through marketing emotionally?
So I think one of the things that you can do is to do video. I think it's one of the most powerful mediums, because as soon as someone sees a video of you rather than reading your words, like, they are going to emotionally connect with you. I mean, we do it on TV, right? We all have our favorite shows. We have our favorite characters. And what happens when we're like into a series, right? Like, we're invested in it and we can't wait to see what happens. And then if our favorite character dies, well, then we're very upset about it. So we've connected on an emotional level. And so we have to look at our businesses and all the marketing that we're doing in the same way. So using video, that is going to be one of the greatest ways. And it's not just, you can put a video out on your social media, you know, business page, right, but you can use it. You can go beyond that. Like, you can, depending on how you are interacting with clients. And I know that, you may even have someone else do, you know, if you're opening up your email so that you can get emails from your people, or a newsletter, you can put that pre-recorded video right into the newsletter. So you don't even have to write a whole bunch of things out. I'll say I've been going to chiropractors since I was 12 years old. So totally familiar with the whole thing. Like, I've been going for, I'm a fan for life. And I've seen one chiropractor do a kind of sort of good marketing thing with a newsletter that comes out sometimes. I'm not right. sure. I think it's like at once a quarter or something. It just pops up randomly. And this last time I got one for Thanksgiving, and there was a picture of him and his family. And even though I've met him, I've never met his family. And I'll tell you, it was very nice. I enjoyed that. And then there was a little story about them, and I thought that was terrific. That is how we connect on an emotional level.
Yes, you nailed it. So many guys, this is what I try and train them all on. I'm like, do you send emails? And I swear 4 to 5 of them, like, no. I'm like, how many emails do you have? They're like, 5,000. I'm like, oh my word.
Yeah.
Let's double your practice overnight.
Right.
That's, well, great.
The other thing is, if you're running clinics in your office, you know, I know my chiropractor runs clinics every once in a while to help with certain things, aspects of flexibility and all of that. Well, you have your audience right there. So That is great for them to connect with you on an emotional level, because you're there, you're guiding them. And I think for the most part, people do feel that strong connection with service providers who are physically working on their body. It's just like, let's take that and turn it into a marketing message too. And that's kind of where we want to shift it a little bit.
Right. And emotional work takes time. Unfortunately, this is not something that happens overnight. On Monday, you're like, great, I'm going to connect emotionally with everybody, and my marketing is going to do great. This is what we're trying to harp with as you build your practice and you build your reputation. It's to connect on an emotional level all the time. That way, as your practice builds, as the years go by, when you decide to do something, it happens very quickly.
Yes. Well, yeah. And, you know, try a different phrase in your, wherever you're doing this. Like, if you have social media or wherever it is in your marketing materials, try a different phrase and see what change you get, and let it ride long enough so that you can collect the data. Like, this, a lot of this is, we need to get investigative about what's going on. We're going to do market research. Either we have intake forms, or we're going to start having more thorough conversations with our patients to find out what really matters to them. And we're going to keep track of that. And then we're going to start using this information. And then we're going to watch what happens when we use it. What kind of reactions are we getting? What kind of, are we bringing new people in easier? And it's not, like you said, it's not going to be immediate. It's like an experiment. You have to put these things into practice. You have to look at it. You have to collect the data. You have to look at it again. You tweak it a little bit, try a different thing, but we don't try 7 different things, right? We just try one at a time, so we know what's working. So it is a process for sure.
For sure. For sure. And it builds so much value over time, because when you'll see this, for one example, as we're talking about email, is that when you build the emotional, they're excited to open your emails in the future. So your open rates go up naturally, which is fantastic. So the same problems I hear all the time with when I consult my clients is that, how come my ads don't perform as well as the other person in town or my friend that's across the country? And they keep picking little excuses as to why they're not doing as well. Well, I'm in rural America, considered to urban America. I'm like, no, really. It's all about the foundational work that you've done up to the point of when you start marketing a different avenue. So if you have no background or no foundation, your ads are going to cost a lot to just gain traction. When we do build the emotional background, your ads actually work at a very good rate. And I see this just using Facebook ads, getting a lead for $75 compared to $19. And that when I go reverse engineer everyone I help with, it's because their online presence was so much more robust than the person who was getting $75 leads, because they're fighting the market to try and get people's attention, while the $19 people are already have attention and people are just ready to buy. So the emotional component, I think, is like the secret sauce to running a great business, for sure. That's my perspective.
Yeah, and I think another thing when it comes to local service providers is a lot of them have this idea that, well, you know, there's no reason for me to be on social, or I really don't need to do a lot because, you know, that's for everybody and I'm only serving people here in my own community. However, everyone in your community is on social media and things can get targeted down. I know my dentist, for example, when he left the practice he was at and then he went and opened up his own office, he used the heck out of social media. Let me tell you, he ran, he would do contests for the for all of his patients, like whoever would, they had to do something on social media, like share this post, you know, with three friends or something like that. And let me tell you something, my husband was all over it and he won. He got a gift card to a local orchard here, but he was like sharing it all over the place. So it's these kinds of things. And because that he has built this emotional bond with his clients, the minute, and he will actually direct message him, and you would think that the president of the United States just messaged my husband anytime our dentist does. He's like, oh, you're not going to believe who I heard from today. I heard from Dr. Scholl. He messaged me. So this is stuff is really powerful, and any service provider can do this. Like you can collect some friends in your local area. And it doesn't have to be huge or massive. It's just get them on your list. And every once in a while, you know, shoot them a quick message and say, hey, just want to check in, see how you're doing.
I love it. Yeah. That's so, it's so great. It's people do want to connect with you. And the reason he got the celebrity treatment from your husband is because he was all over social media. And it's like television. You're watching the same show over and over, and then John Hamm messages you on Instagram. You're going to be like, holy smokes. It just completely changes your day, right? So, yeah, you guys are nailing this. This is so great. So refreshing to talk to you guys that just understand the basics. I think service providers struggle with this, so they need people like you. It's great. Reach out to Encore Empire. I mean, these guys definitely know what they're talking about. Anything else you want to touch on as far as it comes to service providers? What else can they leave with? The how is the complicated part, but what and why they should be doing these things is really important.
Yeah, I think, you know, the story Deirdre just shared, her dentist was obviously having fun with it. Have fun. Come up with whatever would be fun for you. You know, get creative. It doesn't have to be just because you might have to have, you know, if you're a doctor or a dentist or even a kind of have a sterile environment because you're seeing patients, doesn't mean your marketing has to be sterile, right? So you have a personality, let that shine through. What are your hobbies? They love to know that kind of stuff. I mean, let people in a little bit. It's not that we have to air our dirty laundry or be transparent about every single thing, but what do you feel comfortable sharing about you? And what do you know that about your patients and share with them, you know? And I know that the idea of reaching out on social media might sound, well, I don't have time to do that, but we're not talking about doing that for hours on end. It's like just here and there, or run campaigns, set times, you know, put up a time on your schedule where you can, I'll reach out in direct message every Friday for 1 hour or something like that. You know, whatever you're going to do, but absolutely. Anything that's different, it will surprise them because they know that you're a professional. When I look at my chiropractor, my doctor, or my dentist, I know they're a professional. I want them to be professional and expert at what they do. But when they take notice about me too, it feels really good as the patient. So your patients would appreciate that too. So it's like, have fun and just consider them another human and treat them that way is what I would say.
Yeah. Yeah. 73% of your clients are on Facebook all the time. Like they're just out there. So not being on there is kind of crazy. 40 plus women, they're on Instagram too. That's a great demographic for that too. TikTok, not so much. YouTube, absolutely. Once you grab their attention, now they're curious about what else do you know? This is where you can be a geek as a dentist and put up all that important stuff on your videos and YouTubes. And then that people will flock to them. And you're not going for the million views. You're going for the 25 views of potential clients that want to know what you know, and they want to come see you and what makes the difference. So that's fantastic too. Thank you. That's great. Anything else you want to add?
I'm going to add one more thing, and it's an invitation. We host a marketing methodology workshop because this is one of the biggest areas of struggle for every single service provider out there. And so we have put this together. We've been running this for a couple of years now, and we have got testimonial after testimonial about how it's a total game changer for everyone because it's going to give you a framework to follow. And we talk about how to connect with your audience on an emotional level. And so there is all this emotional intelligence built into the system. And it's a simple system that you can create initially, and then it's a rinse and repeat, and it's also hand offable. So if you have someone that's there to help you that can do the doing, right? Like you are creating content, but then they can go out and actually make sure it gets posted and scheduled and all those things. It's the perfect thing to hand off to an assistant to help you with. So we would invite everyone to join us for that, and they can go to EncoreEmpire.com. Carmen, do you have the rest of that link?
Yeah, /Cairo. We
made it. Oh, perfect. That's so easy. That's fantastic. Yeah. And I'll have it all in the descriptions and all on all the handles. So they'll be able to just click on it and go from there. Definitely check it out, guys. They know what they're talking about, and I'm going to check it out for sure. So I'll get that link all up and going. Thank you so much for your time. This was a refreshing podcast because you nailed it. You nailed everything that I try and teach my clients too. So that's fantastic.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having us.
Of course. Yeah. Have a wonderful week.
Thanks for tuning in. Make sure to subscribe, like, share, and leave a rating. It helps get our podcast out to more listeners. Also, join Marketing 101 for Chiropractors on Facebook or visit us at EnricoD.com for more information on growing and scaling your business.